Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Problems keep piling up for Michigan State University. MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar sitting in jail on federal and state criminal sexual assault charges, accused of assaulting the gymnast who turned to him for care. The women's gymnastic coach who retired after it became known she vigorously supported Nassar even in the face of athletes' complaints. And two separate allegations of sexual assault against Spartan football players since January. Here with us now, Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. And John, here we have the three players charged Tuesday in connection with that party January 16th at an apartment on campus. First degree and third degree criminal sexual conduct charges against Josh King of Illinois, and third degree CSG charges against Donnie Corley and Demetric Vance from the Detroit area. And this is in addition to charges filed against Austin Robertson for allegedly raping a woman in her apartment in April. A lot of people are wondering just what is going on in East Lansing.
Whatever it is not good. Now, look, this does not speak for all the players. As we both know, of course, innocent until proven guilty, so we'll honor that, obviously.
Yes.
But
they've been cut from the team.
That's a lot of smoke. It's a whole lot of smoke.
Yeah.
And cut from the team means, look, the football team legally does not have to wait around for a court decision to make their own value judgments. They've made their own based on what they know about it, which tells us something on this one. Now, on the one hand, I can see human behavior at its absolute worst, which is what we see here. Two, I think Mark D'Antonio, the football coach, blew it when he first addressed these things, I think in February, when he says, we'll overcome this and blah, blah, blah. No. It's not a football question. This is not a quarterback's knee we have to overcome here. This goes far beyond that. So he missed the boat on this one. I think Luana Simon, the president at Michigan State, missed the boat also on the gymnastics trainer, the doctor, Dr. Nassar. She said some very unfortunate comments about all this.
Such as?
Basically blaming the victims and saying that it's impossible to get a pedophile if they're determined. And a gymnast in question wrote a public letter, and go look this one up. It's brilliant. And she nailed it, saying, we brought this to your attention many times and you've ignored it. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me you didn't know about it.
Because we're talking about accusations that go back decades.
Decades. So look, for a bully to work, you need the bully, the victim, and some adult watching it doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's the case here. Now, that's the worst behavior. What I consider amongst the best behavior that humans can pull off in this situation is Mark Hollis, the AD at Michigan State. Ultimately, this ends up on his desk. So he clearly has some responsibility, and he's taking that appropriately. However, when almost everybody else would have lawyered up, run it past the PR machine, the president, the regents, and so on, he got out there and spoke, as he said, like a human being. And he actually did, heart to heart. And he said two things that were brilliant. One, we're not addressing this as a football issue. This is a human being issue. Two, seeing it from the alleged victim's point of view, that term we have to use for now, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought he was wonderful with it. He said, look, I think about her as my daughter. How would you feel? What would you do?
And he talked about wanting that Michigan State University community to feel like a safe home.
It's where my wife and I attended school, where one son and my daughter earned their degree, where my other son will enroll this fall. I expect my home to be safe. Safe to all that live here and safe to all that visit. Like any home, its safety requires shared responsibility and accountability. As athletic director, I am responsible to make tomorrow better than today.
So he's trying to restore the culture. I think Mark Hollis, I've always said, he's one of the best ADs in the business. And when faced with a dire situation, he's really come through. Look, and you'll get a better response ultimately doing it this way than you do lawyering up. In Michigan, the hospital has discovered here at the University of Michigan is apologizing to patients actually works.
When we know that the university hired Jones Day Law Firm to come in and do that investigation, and it said that D'Antonio did everything right once he heard the accusations.
That should be pointed out, in fairness to D'Antonio.
Yes, he immediately jumped in. This isn't what we've seen in other,
elsewhere.
For example, Penn State.
Or Baylor,
exactly. But what does it tell us that these cases exist in the first place?
Well, one theory goes, and it's only a theory right now, that D'Antonio, one of the best coaches in the country, in my opinion, got to the Final Four in football a few years ago by recruiting 2- and 3-star players out of 5, players that Michigan wouldn't recruit normally. Turns them into grinders. They stick around for 4 or 5 years, and you win Big Ten titles. And this guy was top 5 for 3 years in a row. Very impressive run. Once that happened, you started getting the 4- and 5-star players you couldn't get before, and the theory is that perhaps the filter on character was not as strong as it was before. They were too tempted by their success.
Now, the Board of Trustees held that closed-door meeting, which supposedly, you know, with D'Antonio and Hollis, that was already scheduled to talk about budgets.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And then,
by the way, budget meetings are not closed door.
Okay.
Just to be clear.
And then stepped out and made that public statement giving a vote of confidence to both men. What does it mean?
From the trustees.
Yeah, from the trustees. If a Board of Trustees goes out of its way, based on what you've seen in the past, to go, yes, we're behind them, what do you take out of that?
That is the second thing you least want to hear, the least being you're fired.
Okay.
So you never want to hear this because that means they're answering a question that no one has yet posed, which is, are their jobs in jeopardy? So they clearly feel that had to be addressed. I think right now that D'Antonio's job is in far greater jeopardy than Hollis's, especially based on Hollis's brilliant response to this. He's 3-9. D'Antonio, the coach, little flat-footed. First, he recruited these guys. He was monitoring these guys. It's more on him than on Hollis. I still think he can save his job. The first thing you got to do is clean up the program. Forget the wins and losses here. Get back to what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And if he does that, they'll be a good team next year anyway. Not a great team, but a decent mm-hmm. team. So you don't want to hear that. However, the ball is now in their court. If they clean it up, they'll be okay.
Mark, D'Antonio said we had the education, we had the classes. I mean, what does it say to us that they have to sit athletes down and say things like no means no? And
keep in mind, they sit down everybody these days, though.
Yeah, they do.
They sit down frat boys. They sit down if you're in a dormitory. You have a clinic on this also. Everyone gets this. The whole lesson should be three words, right? No means no. And that's it. But it's more complicated than that. But a class is not going to recover for poor character, which might well be the case here. Character is something you bring to the table for 17 or 18 years when you show up on any campus. And if that is deeply flawed or broken, a four-hour class on sensitivity is not going to fix it.
You followed and dug into other schools in crisis mode. Certainly for your book, you closely followed Penn State in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky disaster, horrific scandal. So
it's simple.
What do you do?
Don Canham, Michigan AD, never turn a one-day story into a two-day story.
You've said that a lot on this program.
I say it a lot, and no one ever listens. I can keep saying it. As simple as it sounds, it's very hard to do because everyone wants to cover their butts, try to get away with something, not admit the whole thing. What Hollis did is how you handle this. Mm. You cough it all up. You lay yourself bare and get it behind you as fast as you can while addressing it. Obviously, not just the victims here. We need to address them naturally mm-hmm. and give them all the help they need. I'm saying rush that process by any means, but get down to the truth, all right, fix the problem and move on. You start playing games with this stuff, as Penn State has been doing for 5 years. 5 years now we've been on this one, actually six, incredibly. And now you've got the president of Penn State going to jail for 2 months, which strikes me as about right, frankly. Mm-hmm. That's Graham Spanier. Mm-hmm. I think if I'm Luana Simon, I watch that case very closely.
Seriously?
Absolutely.
Because?
Because if she is found to have done the same thing.
When you say playing games.
Playing games is they have an email from Graham Spanier to his minions, the athletic director, mm-hmm. And I think the vice president, saying, you know, we got to cover our butts on this one. We're going to handle it internally. And once you have an email like that, it's a public university, it's FOIA and all that, mm-hmm. You're in deep trouble and you might be going to jail. And frankly, you should be at that point because you've put the PR aspect of your university ahead of the safety of 10-year-old kids. Now, if Michigan State has found to have done that with some emails with this Dr. Nasser, who's been there for 20 years, I would be very surprised if there's not an email somewhere. Then you're in big trouble.
You have to wonder what parents might think about whether or not they want their child to go to Michigan
State.
And
that's why what Mark Hollis said is so important. Mark Hollis gets it. If I'm a parent of a 17-year-old boy or girl about to go to Michigan State and I hear him saying that, I think, okay, this is horrible, you know, inexcusable. And this better be fixed and fast to the degree that it can be. Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of guy who gets it. This is supposed to be a home where you're safe. And that's what I want to hear.
How long do you think it takes to kind of root out whatever's going on ship right?
Depends on how deep it is. Now, the good news is D'Antonio ran a good program for a long time. He knows how to do it. This guy's not been out of control for years. Mm-hmm. It's not Baylor. This is not the Penn State ongoing situation. I think this is a one-year, two-year horrible aberration that he needs to get back to who he is and how he coaches, and he'll be okay. So in his case, it should not be that hard. Hollis knows how to do this also. This should be fixable, to the degree that it can be fixed.
Michigan Radio's sports commentator, John Eubakin. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you.